Sabbatio venacea, also known as surly sob, washed his face with cold water and patted it dry with a towel. Even doing that made him angry. He had once been such a handsome man, but the adoring smiles of beautiful women had long ago come to an end. The acid attack had come out of nowhere. Well, not quite out of nowhere. If one was in the mafia, violence was a given. But acid? He had always been looking over his shoulder, waiting for a possible attack. But he had never expected that one. He had had visions of himself opening his front door and getting a bullet straight to the brain from a waiting gunman. Often, he had been unable to sleep thinking about it and had clutched his gun in bed at night like it was his favorite teddy bear from his childhood days. Sometimes, he wished he had been murdered. At least it would have been a quick one-shot, and then everything would have become black. As it was, he had had more surgeries than he could count, which were financed by his high-level drug deals. But even so, people still turned to stare at him when he walked down the street. He had been used to heads turning when he was a young man, but for totally different reasons. Where once he had swaggered down the streets of Chicago like a peacock with his oiled black hair and tanned skin and sideways grin, feeling like he owned the world, now he burned with shame when people looked at him, which made him furious. It was easier to stay inside these days. The only time he went outside was on his way to and from work. He didn't want anyone to look at him. He didn't want to look at himself either. So when he had moved into his new apartment, he didn't install any mirrors. Sob had broken the mirror in the mansion where he and his wife Victoria used to live and threatened her with a broken shard of it. "I can still see well enough to kill you," he'd yelled in her face, pressing the sharp edge against the delicate skin of her neck. When he looked back on the memory, he could still remember her pretty face contorting into fear, her red lipstick looking like blood. He'd grabbed her long dark hair and thrown her down the stairs with it. He didn't feel any regrets about it whatsoever. Why should he? While he was having dangerous surgeries to reconstruct his face to some semblance of normal, she was having an affair with one of his cousins who had come over regularly to oversee the building of a luxurious swimming pool in Sob's backyard. It was going to have huge boulders brought in by crane, a waterfall, a lazy stream and underwater lights that could be changed to Victoria's favorite color, deep purple. He had designed it himself as a special gift to her. He had always been on the hunt for ways to please her because of a simple and, to Sob, deeply shameful truth. He couldn't have children. In their courting days, he and Victoria had imagined having a huge family, just like the ones they themselves had grown up in. Sob could still remember it now. They had traveled outside the city for a weekend at a romantic getaway hotel. One night, they were out walking, enjoying nature, holding hands, and looking up at the starry sky. Victoria had said, "Sob, darling, I want to have as many children as possible." She had laughed, "Why don't we be like my grandmother back in Italy? She always said, leave the size of your family to God. Don't you think that's a wonderful attitude?" Sob had felt it deep down in his heart. "Yes," he had said. Sob had visions of lots of little dark-headed children padding around and screaming and giggling in the palatial mansion they'd picked out but not yet bought. "I would love to." The moment they were married, they began trying. Their lovemaking was romantic and passionate and so deeply intimate, he was sure they would be together forever. It felt like a made-in-the-stars type of love. But month after month, Victoria would cry when she would find out she wasn't pregnant. Each month, her crying sessions got longer, until sometimes it took her days to find the energy to carry on with normal life. While Sob was out doing his mafia work, he worried about her. She was becoming more and more despondent. He rushed home at frequent intervals to make sure she was eating and hadn't done something terrible to herself. That was his worst nightmare.